It's Friday, which is when we hear from StoryCorps, and today we have an 18-year-old who speaks by typing. A device translates his words into audio.
My name is Isaiah Acosta. We're in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm here with my mom.
Isaiah was born with several health issues, including a rare condition called agnathia that left him without a lower jaw. He sat down for this StoryCorps conversation with his mom, Tara.
How would you describe yourself?
Funny. Wild. Loving.
You love to laugh. You're high maintenance.
You and Dad raised me like a normal kid, but when I was in grade school, kids asked me, like, what's wrong with my face? Then I realized I looked different.
Why have you refused the possibility of having a cosmetic jaw?
I like how God made me, and I don't want to change anything. I like the way that I am. What was going through your mind when I was born?
I didn't see you as the baby with no jaw and all the tubes and wires breathing for you. I just seen you, and you were my baby. They told us you weren't going to last through the night, but we told the doctors to keep working on you, and you kept fighting to be here.
What is it like seeing me prepare to graduate from high school?
I think it's just so many emotions at one time. I mean, we were never supposed to see this day. And all the things that you are going through now are big moments for me because I turned 18 right before I had you. So, like, you graduating, I didn't get to do that. I never even went to prom. So, to be honest with you, it's just a big day for all of us.
I admire you so much. Everything that I'm doing is for you guys.
You want to do it all, whether it's scary or not scary. That's something that I've never done, and I'm still trying to learn with you. You show me how to live.
You drive me crazy 24/7, but I love you. I don't know what I would do without you. Thank you for not giving up on me.
Isaiah Acosta with his mom, Tara, in Phoenix, Arizona. Their StoryCorps interview is archived with thousands of others at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress.